Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry?
Yes, apologies for being late. I was playing.
Okay. That's a good one. All right. Here's our assignment from yesterday. Read and record the write-up for this month's focus. As you listen to the recording, look to see where you suffer with this particular content. Jot down the examples. Example, the content is play. Perhaps you're looking at a lack of spontaneity in your life, an inability to say yes to something unknown and unscheduled. All right, here's our first caller. Let's see what they chose. You are live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Maybe they're playing too. Did I go away?
Sherry, I think that our first caller may have muted themselves, so let's try a second caller. Hang on.
All right.
Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. This is Greta.
Hello, Greta.
Hi there. So what I wanted to just report, two things. One is how life supports us perfectly. So I've been dealing with this health issue and seeing different practitioners. And one of the things we got to more recently was going to that youngest part of ourselves, myself, and kind of inviting her to, you know, kind of lead the way. So I had to make a commitment to what we were going to do together, and what she said she wanted to do was throw paint around. So it just dovetailed so perfectly with this month's focus and, you know, the way that I want to be able to express myself but am not allowed to.
And how does this how are you using this, or I'm not sure how this question needs to be framed, but it's the child is not the difficulty.
Correct. Right?
The child is the relationship with the negative voices in the head.
Right.
And so,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, what the second part of what I was going to say is what I've been seeing in every focus all along is this idea of this, the very dominant personality that needs to be responsible and do all these responsible things, or whatever is being said is the responsible thing to do, which is at a great cost in my physical health, but we probably could look at my mental, emotional, spiritual, creative health and say, yes, this doing these things that we think are so important, you know, what's lost in all of that? And that's what we've been looking at all along, or what I've been able to see is how that process runs my life and how life doesn't get to express through this form because it's all given over, you know, in the service of this conditioned conversation that says you have to do these things.
Mm-hmm. And have we had the conversation that says I my vote is that responsible person is not a person?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And yet it's such a compelling conversation.
Okay. And so you know also the piece of who's compelled by that is not a person.
Yeah, you know, that's a good place to look, because there is a part of me that feels so, I mean, I have been identified with this very young part that's in that survival system. So are you saying that it doesn't matter if that feels like a three-year-old person who's listening to that conversation?
I'm going to suggest that, Greta, are you sitting down?
I am sitting down. I am ready to hear.
All right. I'm going to suggest none of those are real.
Okay.
None of them. That ego is simply masquerading as a young child.
Mm-hmm.
Ego listens to the compelling argument that ego makes, that everything has to be focused on it, which is in the mm-hmm. form of doing, because that's what you'll buy. I mean, it could be guilt or fear or anxiety.
Shame.
It could be anything. But responsible mm-hmm. is the one mm-hmm. you'll go for. That's your karma. And so when you're in next painting, instead of throwing the paint, I'm going to suggest you do some portraits. And you do portraits of these people such that you get them outside your head and start realizing those are not you. They are taking the life force of a human being who is not a part of this at all. Has no vote.
Okay, say that again, because now I'm confusing the two. You're saying they're taking the life force of the human being who is not a part of it at all, has
That's
no
right.
vote. So you're saying
That's
all
right.
that stuff is operating the life
That's
force
right.
that is the form we call Greta.
That's right. And as soon as you realize that and set them aside, then you'll be able to get in touch with life animating that form, the authentic
mm-hmm.
human being in relationship with life. But
mm-hmm.
not as long
mm-hmm.
as all that stuff is there running the show.
So if I'm aware of the awareness that is seeing all of this, that's the place I want to be looking from.
That's the place you want to
mm-hmm.
be. Yep. And a great deal of it is going to be the very, very difficult place of saying no to the doing.
Right.
Because the point of it is that until the only way you get to have any chance at an authentic life is when you get sick. Because then
mm-hmm.
you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets turned over to, there's something wrong here. This is awful. I hate this. I don't want this. Okay?
Okay. Well, I have a whole month of not doing because I get to play all month. So I'm looking
That's
forward.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. All right.
Sorry,
Thank
I'm
you,
busy.
Greta.
Thank you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Bye.
I'm busy playing. Okay,
That's
bye.
Right. Bye.
Thanks, Greta.
So what I heard on a process level in that conversation, right, Cherry, play is a synonym for being out of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate.
Yes.
And what I heard you say is, go ahead.
No.
That was only an expression of excitement. That as we do this work, what we get to recognize is that which prevents us from saying yes to life, from being here in the moment, which we could describe as spontaneity or joy or any of those things, are all part of the conditioning that that sort of limits and narrows the expression of the life force authentically. I mean, that's what play, in some sense, play is, right? Life force expressing itself joyfully in the world, in the moment, in the present, in wonder and curiosity, and without anything that's damping it down.
That's
and so
right.
to really, really get that when we're playing, we have much more access to that innocent relationship with life rather than a survival relationship to the life force.
That's right. And it's not content related.
That's
you can
right.
play cleaning mm-hmm. the house. You can play entering data on the computer. You can play going to the grocery store. You can play in traffic. It's an attitude of mind and heart. It's, yes, as you say, it's present. It's life expressing. Life
right,
expressing.
And we do as children do that, right? We play house and we play. Completely a different orientation to going to the grocery store, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
And yet, for a small child, going to the grocery store is as much fun as building mud pies.
Yes, exactly. That's when we play at it.
That's right. The difference is, are you in a conversation in your head about what is not happening, or are you present to what's happening? That's the big difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you're here, it's joyful. If you're not, it isn't. Simple as that. Mm-hmm. And that conversation in the head is meant purely and simply to take us into an imaginary world of ego, a world that does not actually exist.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, guys, it's Brad in Maryland. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Brad?
I'm okay. Well, I have to tell you, I guess I misinterpreted what you were going for with this month's focus. I thought we were referring to something that was egocentric in terms of play being denoted as something you would prefer to do in your leisure time. But more so, what you're discussing is our state of mind, regardless of content.
That's right. And for many people, playing at something isn't even available in leisure time, right? Leisure time.
Oh, I'm aware of that too.
We're gonna have friends over for dinner on Friday night, and it turns into a big stressful ordeal, which we really are just looking forward to having it be over, right? So yes, practicing the attitude of mind that we're talking about when you are not actually being called to anything else. It's not during the hours that you're at work. It's not, right? So this is actually what, even in a conditioned world, we would break down as your time. And you get to play with that however you want to do that, can sometimes open us to carrying that attitude of mind into other situations. So it's not either or, in my world anyway.
It reminds me of what I think I heard you say one time at a retreat, and that was that people can suffer over anything. So you could have supposedly what is supposed to be a good situation in terms of what ego may like, but as long as you're still in the conversation in the head, you're more than likely going to be in hell.
That's it. That's exactly it. And in fact, that's how ego does it to people. It's a constant desire for something that I don't have, then I get it, and it's disappointing because it didn't provide for me what I thought it was going to provide, and so I just have to go after the next thing. And we get on that treadmill and start going so fast that we're unable to stop and question the premise. It never was going to work.
You know, it's taken me a long time in practice, but the best thing to get to, the first thing I say in my mantra each morning is acceptance. It's not a matter of getting anywhere. It's not a matter of having things to be different. It's a matter of just realizing you are here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, that entails dropping that conversation. So.
Exactly so. Yeah. Yeah. And then if it's easier to do that when you're out for a run, or when you're, I don't know, what you might choose to do in your leisure time that you would consider playful and inherently joyful, or has the potential to be joyful, do that, right? To practice that in a consistent way that might not be as acceptable when you're engaging with other people and involved in normal life.
Well, it reminds me of any activity, how the premise is that you lose yourself and what joy there is in that. To me, what that expression implies is disassociating from ego.
You lose the ego. Yeah.
You know, how joyful anything can be in that process.
Yes. Yeah. When ego isn't there, anything is a good time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Amazingly so. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Brad.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brad. I think that's so worth noting in approaching this focus, right, Cherry, that the way the focus is offered is just simply to provoke an exploration. So how people want to explore play could be completely something that drops in for them after reading the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we've written the focus is just to offer some elements of play that if we consider, we recognize that whenever we're identified, that's not available.
Yes.
And so that's really where the suffering happens. So if I'm identified with urgency, then I'm never going to want to say yes to something when I have a to-do list. I'm never going to play because I always want to be focused on the work that I have to get done, right? And so
Yes. Whatever
dimension of play I choose, whether it's spontaneity or a sense of adventure or being able to say yes to something or doing something without an outcome, all of those quotes and all of the dimensions that we're offering are just windows into how to choose a process where one of those elements that we normally associate with play is not available to us, and then explore the process that prevents that from happening.
Yes. So if something like being spontaneous or saying yes to spontaneity feels kind of vague or amorphous or whatever, I mean, it could be, I'm going to pick an hour out of every day, and I'm just going to focus on something that I enjoy. I'm just going mm-hmm. to play, you know, if that's a good word for that. I'm going to just do something for the simple purpose of enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then watch what happens.
Yes. Yes, and it's so hard for us to wrap our head around that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, we're very far removed. High Western mm-hmm. achievers, as Ram mm-hmm. Dass would call us. Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Karen from North Carolina.
Hello, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. It dropped in recently with the last, this whole radio show. When I started work in my season, you know, I'm self-employed, and I was buying into the conversation that I had to show up at noon to be at work, and it's just not true. There's only one day that I have to be there at noon, so I'm playing by showing up at 12:30 so I can participate live in this process that
uh-huh.
this wonderful retreat. And so I'm so happy I got on today because I could announce that and make that commitment.
Yes, oh, that's perfect.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because that speaks to what we started off with Greta about, right? So you have to be there at noon. And if we're, you know, shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, or however that goes, we don't question that. Well, I can't do the show because I have to be at work at noon. And what you did is simply say, really? Is that true? And what you get to is no, because what's the higher purpose for me? Is it that half hour at work? Is that going to make all the difference in my life? Or is it committing to something that I really enjoy, that lights me up, that makes a big difference in my life? I'm going to go with that. And
yes.
I'm going to commit to that. And I'm going to watch everything that ego does to try to stop me from doing that. Because that's the point.
That is the point. And it was so interesting to watch the sensations prior to the show. I can't really describe them, but they were labeled as that familiar feeling of sickening dread. And that pit of the stomach. But I thought, well, why are these sensations labeled as something I don't want to experience? What if diving in right through these sensations is the path to freedom in that place? Uh-huh. I can play with these sensations.
Yes. You can do all sorts of things with those sensations, right? You can do dance moves with them. You could draw them. You could paint them. You could sing them. You could label them all different kinds of things and see what happened to them. There's a lot of fun things that can happen with sensations once we free them up from what we've been brainwashed into believing they are and mean.
Yes. A long time ago, well, relatively speaking, in practice terms, I saw that how the sensations are labeled, the conversation around the sensations are usually lies. And you know, from mm-hmm. the Enneagram of the nine of wanting to, you know, have a tendency to kind of numb out, it's such a fun process, a playful process to, and this is what I'm going to be also bringing to the month, is practicing curiosity.
Aha. Uh-huh. Boy, that's a big one, isn't it?
It is for
that,
me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think it is for everybody because that is such a child place in the sense of that innocent, brand new, fresh, beginner's mind that most of us lose as we leave childhood. So now we move from curiosity to needing to know, needing to be right, needing to be the right person and get it right. And that curiosity, that exploration, the adventure, the fun, the excitement. We leave the excitement of not knowing for the deadening of knowing.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so blessed to have a life full of creativity and freedom of work and, you know, all that. And still have felt the prison of conditioning throughout all that. And so in the last few years of being employed in this work, I really want to bring this, explore more of the sense of freedom and what's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's such a perfect description of it doesn't matter what the content is. Ego can take it over and turn it into a misery. So even mm-hmm. if I choose the life that I want, I have the life that I want, I do what I want for a living, everything is what I've chosen. If I'm with ego, it'll still be a misery.
Yes. And mm-hmm. no longer with ego.
Waving goodbye.
Waving goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Karen.
Go happy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Karen. Sure, it looks like we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi there. This is Todd from Olympia, Washington.
Hello, Todd. What are you
Hi.
Seeing?
Well, I'm seeing I'm going to be with y'all tomorrow in California, and I'm super excited, first
Very
off.
Very exciting.
Yes. What I picked today, I had some concern that maybe the last months weren't specific enough, so I just was hoping to get some insight. I was thinking about choosing something in terms of you know, what I suffer with in terms of play is knowing how to allow myself to play and play alone. It seems like the people I work with, everyone I know, it seems like when they go do stuff, they're always out together. And it seems like where I really struggle is being, having some solitude and still allowing myself to go play and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Thoughts
what do you,
on that?
What
Does
do
that...
you enjoy doing? What do you enjoy doing, Todd?
Well, I have an electric scooter I like to go out and ride around on. I'll play video games. I enjoy watching sports. I enjoy going to the local softball field and just watching a pickup game for fun. I don't know, just simple little things like that.
Mhm. Mhm. And so does this seem, do you want more than that? Or
well, no, it's just
more people were involved. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, no, I think it's just more kind of like, I think when I do that, there's always that kind of that ego voice, like, oh, this is what poor lonely people do for fun. You know what I mean? Like, because it's not flashy and Friday night and downtown or whatever, you know, sometimes I just kind of feel like everyone else is their play is so much more fun, right? And I'm just doing the lonely, isolating old guy kind of fun stuff. And and that's where ego, I think, starts to get me, is telling me that my play is really just not play. It's just me
surviving,
doing stuff that I've
being an old, boring guy.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, then it sounds like, obviously that is where you want to bring the focus, right? Because from what you're saying, so you do enjoy those things. That is what you want to do. And if those ego voices weren't there, then you would really enjoy it. And maybe that's where the attitude of play comes in. If we talk about him, the guy who enjoys doing these things, and you getting between him and those negative voices of ego to allow him really to have fun.
Yeah.
Does that hang together?
It definitely does. Because it's not like I don't enjoy them. And when I'm in a good headspace, I mean, you know, I really do. But so many things are changing in my life right now, too, where I'm going to have a lot more extra time. And I'll want to be playing more and doing stuff to keep myself kind of active and busy and out of my head.
Yes.
So anyway, then, I think I'm just...
This is critical, isn't it? It's critical that you... It's the work of practice, right? To become what we become is the conscious, compassionate awareness that steps between the human being and that negative ego that's trying to kill the human, right? That's what we're doing in practice. And so adding the element of consciously enjoying that process so that the conscious, compassionate awareness and the human being are in such a tight, fun, loving, kind, enjoyable, pleasant relationship that they essentially build a wall of energy around themselves so that negativity just can't penetrate it.
Ooh, I like that. A wall of energy.
Inside is all the love, and ego just, there's just no room for ego in there.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, that's super helpful. Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Travel safely. See you soon.
Yeah. All right. We'll
okay.
See you. Go happy.
All right. Go happy.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd. See you soon. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, our assignment. Answer this very non-Zen question. Why do you want to work with this particular issue? RL. Note, the obvious answer is I don't want to suffer, so we encourage you to go beyond the obvious answer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well... it's fun already.
It is, and we'll talk to everyone Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend. Go happy.
Go happy. Thank you.